Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I am Matt.
And today we're discussing where to look for a new job and more stimulus money.
That's right, buddy. We've got a lot of good news to cover today, as well as a few key points, a few key articles that we want to discuss as well. But first, man, I notice your hair is getting kind of long.
It's getting a little scraggly.
You normally are really on top of the haircuts, right? Like, I hardly ever see your hair touch your ears. and I am noticing that these days. You normally get the Great Clips bundle where you get like 10 haircuts for $100 or something, where you only pay like $10 a haircut, right?
I've done that before. I also usually I go to the Supercuts training program, which is free haircuts. So that's something I like to do as well. But you know, both have been closed down for, I'm sure some of these are back open and running, but I just haven't had the will to go in and get a haircut yet.
Still feels a little early. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's still a little scraggly, and you usually cut your own hair, but man, even that, you've been a little lazy. Let's be honest.
I'm trying to show some solidarity. All right. Lots of folks aren't cutting their hair. So I think, hey, even though I cut my own hair, maybe I'll just kind of show some support for my best buddy.
It means a lot. I tell you that.
Well, I'm glad to hear. But yeah, a lot of folks aren't used to cutting their hair. And I'm sure there are some folks out there who probably haven't done the best job when it comes to trying to cut their own hair, or maybe cutting their kids' hair.
Yeah, I've seen neighbors on the porch totally cutting their own kids' hair, cutting their spouse's hair. I mean, just it's funny to like
it.
It's in public, right? People cutting each other's
hair. That's how it used to be done, though, like out on the back patio,
you know,
like out on the concrete right next to the yard. It's like we've stepped back in time. It's the 60s again.
You just snap on the leaf blower, that hair's gone. It's perfect. It's the way to do it.
Or even better, reverse that and get the like leaf sucker attachment. You know, if you have a blower, it's like the world's largest Flobee.
There you go. That'll snap your scalp right off, though. Yeah. Well, I'd be so interested to know which of our listeners have tried doing a self haircut, who's never done so before, and maybe doesn't look so great, or they've just gotten so long and scraggly that it looks pretty bad also. And so, if you have a terrible haircut pic you want to send to us, just shoot that picture over to howtomoneypod@gmail.com. And Matt, I think we should post the worst quarantine haircut on our Instagram page. What do you think?
That sounds like fun, man. Let's do it. Yeah, send over the most botched haircut. And we'll make sure everyone gets to see it.
Yeah, we'll post it sometime next week once we receive a few awful submissions. And should be fun to see other people's terrible hairdos at this time, too.
Sounds good, man. All right, but first, the good news.
Let's get to it. Matt, some of the best news, because obviously, you know, we talked last week about bikes being out of stock all over the place, bike repair people just being quite busy. We had a listener who works at a bike repair shop say, yeah, it's true, we're really busy. And it's really cool to see, actually, a lot of cities around the world, but also around the United States, have been shutting down certain streets in order to allow citizens to bike and walk and run on those streets while staying safe. Right. And this allows people to continue to exercise while social distancing, because let's be honest, it's really hard to do so on the sidewalks. I've noticed that in my neighborhood, where the streets are still alive and well, right where we live, where cars are still allowed to roam free. People are trying to get their exercise on, especially in this beautiful weather, on the sidewalks. And it's making it really, really hard to stay 6 feet away from each other.
Basically, only one party can walk along the sidewalk before, you know, somebody else coming along gets kicked out in the street, basically.
Yeah.
Of course, due to social distancing. But even on top of that, so many more folks have been outside running, walking, riding their bikes. It's really cool to see that some of these different cities and communities are taking proactive steps in order to make it safer. Specifically, Seattle has announced that they are permanently shutting down 20 miles of streets in order to allow for safer pedestrian use, which is freaking amazing. 20 miles of streets where cars aren't allowed to go. I love it.
Yeah, I love that it started out as a test and now they're implementing it for forever.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. Oakland, they've instituted something similar, but they haven't announced if that change will be permanent. But I really do think that that's such an easy way to kind of test it out. You know, we've seen that even here in Atlanta when it comes to bike lanes. One of the ways to test if a certain street or certain area will do well with bike lanes and reduce lane sizes is to set up temporary bike lanes where you partition the street a little bit with cones. And that can inform the city planners as to whether or not that's going to work and what kind of impact that'll have on traffic. And just the other week, we talked about smog reduction in cities. And this pandemic might be the perfect time to prioritize alternative methods of transportation, like bikes.
Yeah, if you're getting used to the clean blue skies in your city, well, it won't be long until they're back to being smog-infested hellholes unless we actually keep some of these changes around, right? And so I love that Seattle's making some of these things permanent. I would love to see more bike lanes, more prioritization of alternative transportation. Matt, let's get on to the next piece of good news. Everybody's favorite chef, Guy Fieri, right? Everybody, I mean... Is there anybody that has a favorite chef that's not Guy Fieri? Because I'd like to talk to them.
Oh my gosh. He is an interesting dude.
Take the back seat, Gordon Ramsay. It's Guy Fieri's turn, hey. Okay?
Okay, so I got a quick question for you. So in the spirit of our show, How to Money, we normally have a craft beer on every episode, except Friday episodes, because we tend to make these shorter. But if Guy was a type of beer, what kind of beer would he be?
So I'm thinking he would be an IPA that was left on the shelf a little too long.
Oh, it's so good. Maybe like a lager that was kind of like left out in the sun on the beach a little bit too long. It's kind of gone stale. It's kind of gone sour a little bit.
Slightly skunky. Yep, maybe. But
I was thinking like a Belgian wit with like, because he's got his bleached hair, his yes. bleached tips or whatever. Like Belgian wit with like some crazy adjunct thrown in, like pickles or like licorice or something.
Something funky.
Or
sure.
Bacon, actually. He'd be like a beer that shouldn't have bacon added to it, but there'd be bacon in it.
Right. Well, so Guy Fieri, actually, you know, we're making fun of him a little bit, but everybody loves the show Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I think it plays on the Food Network probably 24/7, at least a couple days
like
of the year,
it's
right?
It's like a staple.
So there's going to be like a Memorial Day Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives a-thon. But, you know, one cool thing, Guy Fieri has raised more than $20 million for restaurant workers in need. He's partnered with the National Restaurant Association, and they're sending out grants of $500 to workers that do have needs right now, which is really cool. And 40,000 grants have been given out already. So big props to Guy Fieri.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah.
We'll make fun of him, but that's seriously good stuff.
Seriously good stuff. And at the same time, Matt, there's a local nonprofit where we live called The Giving Kitchen, and it's doing something really similar. It's been doing this actually for a long time, for a lot of years. And I think they're...
Since 2012, I believe.
Yeah. And they've been stepping up in an even bigger way during this time, because obviously with how impacted the restaurant industry has been, I think they've just ramped into hyperdrive in order to be able to help out as many restaurant workers as they can.
Yeah, The Giving Kitchen, I saw that they have given over $230,000 to restaurant workers in need since the COVID-19 pandemic started affecting Georgia.
That's huge.
Super cool. Joel, some other good news is that cord cutting, you know, we love cord cutting, it has hit a record high. And interestingly enough, though, this is coming from businesses like bars and restaurants, hotels. These sports bar style businesses, they pay a lot of money every month to the pay TV companies. And so this is just a reminder that if you are still paying big bucks to a traditional TV company for traditional cable, question to ask yourself is, are you getting what you're paying for? Or, you know, maybe you can cut the cord and save big money altogether. You know, the answer to both of these questions is 100% yes. You can cut the cord. Is it really something we need these days? No. Are you even receiving what you're paying for? No.
No, because there's no live sports, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest reasons that people still stick with their regular pay TV package. And really, even that has been an excuse that gets thrown out the window, because there's services like Sling and YouTube TV, and I think Hulu does live sports too. But yeah, there's all these ways to be able to access live sports at a fraction of the price. And so, yeah, just in case you haven't noticed, there aren't any live sports right now, unless you're willing to watch Korean baseball.
Is that a knock on me?
I'm just saying, if that's...
Korean baseball sounds like the worst thing ever.
If you got to get your sports fixed, though, maybe it'll do. But yeah, no sports right now. Potential good news for soccer fans and MLS, though. The season might continue down in Florida with teams playing in Orlando. We're not sure about that. There's all sorts of negotiations. I know baseball is looking to potentially play all their games in Arizona. So it'll be interesting to see kind of whether we get any sort of sporting events this year at all.
Yeah, it's good to see that there's sort of a light on the horizon, that there might be some sort of sports competition that we'll be able to partake in this year. With the Olympics not happening this year, I mean, I know I personally really enjoy watching the Olympics and seeing that competition and seeing folks really push themselves and kind of get you excited. I tend to work out more when I'm watching the Olympics.
And paint your face red, white, and blue.
Yeah. But yeah, obviously that's missing, and it's exciting to see that there's a chance that some of that, you know, might be happening later this year.
Yeah, and if folks want to know more about cutting the cord, if you're a little inspired and you realized, oh yeah, I do have a $200 bill coming in the mail every single month that I probably should ditch if I can, well, check out episode 107. That's where we kind of went in depth on cord cutting and how you can kind of piece together a streaming package. I don't know how dated it is, Matt, though, at this time, because, you know, those streaming packages are changing all the time, but I think it's probably still pretty relevant.
Yeah, totally, man. Hulu Plus is still around, YouTube Live, all those guys. But yeah, be sure to check that one out. We also wanted to talk about home improvement, Joel. Spending is up when it comes to the money that we spend on our homes. Actually, it's one of the only segments of consumer spending that has actually increased since the pandemic has begun. And that makes sense. The more we are starting to notice imperfections, we start to think about these different projects we want to do. Plus, we've all got a little more time on our hands as well. So many of us might be taking up gardening, like Kate and I. Others are looking to do some basic landscaping around their house. There's that saying, right, where someone says that if you show me, you know, your calendar and your bank statement, I'll show you where your heart is. But this is almost like the reversal of that. Our hearts are stuck at home, and so that's just where we're spending all of our time by default, and we're spending our money there as well.
More of our money. Yeah, that's true, Matt. I've been into a Lowe's and a Home Depot out of necessity once each since the pandemic began. They were crazy crowded both times. It was just interesting to see that you know, people were, for the most part, wearing masks, but it was just a little crazy at how many people are packed into these major retailers, right? It was like grocery store crowded.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a...
Especially early on during the lockdown, right?
Completely.
Like, everybody's like, I've got nothing else to do. I'm going to work out in the yard.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I need a new rake.
So, yeah, if you're home improvement shopping, make sure to stay safe. And while it's not a bad idea to take on some extra projects around the house, just make sure you actually have the cash on hand to be able to do so. I know it can be exciting to take on some home improvement projects. And when you're bored out of your mind, that might be like the only thing you feel like you can do. But just, yeah, make sure you're not taking on more than you can chew when it comes to the actual repair and then also when it comes to your budget.
Yeah, man, some wise words there. You know, Kate and I, we've always been homebodies, but, you know, mostly by choice, and our expenses tend to reflect that. After a good bit of consideration, we decided to renovate our home a couple years ago for that very reason. We're going to be spending a lot of our time at home, especially the next 18 years while we're raising kids. So our thought was, let's make sure the space is going to work for us. Of course, we were able to kind of roll some house hacking into it by finishing out the basement apartment / recording studio, but it is interesting to see more folks joining us. And though Kate and I, we kind of made the choice proactively to be homebodies, even if this pandemic is essentially forcing them to become homebodies. It's not what everybody wants to be doing, but it's sort of the reality these days.
Yeah, and I will say there is something just amazing about the feeling that you get from being able to accomplish something around your house.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I'm addicted to that feeling.
You can look at it every day for, you know, the rest of your life or however long you're in that home. You get to enjoy the fruits of your labors. And so, yeah, putting in a new toilet or whatever it is, you know, that, and some of those things too, Matt, we've talked about some of these home repair items that you might do could actually save you money over time, specifically like installing a low flow toilet. Oftentimes there's a rebate through the water company. So speaking of saving on your home improvement projects, by the way, coupons. Getting coupons before you go to the big box home improvement retailers is really smart because you can save some big money on some of those projects, on an appliance that you're upgrading or some lumber that you're hauling home. So if you've never looked for coupons on eBay, it might be worth the time and the money if you're planning to make a really large purchase at one of those stores like Lowe's or Home Depot. There are tons of merchants offering 10% off or $20 off your next $100 purchase. But it's important to note, look for a seller who has at least a 99% positive feedback rating. Because, yeah, doing business with a seller that has a lot of solid ratings is really important on eBay. But yeah, getting that coupon, getting a couple coupons maybe. If you're planning on doing a couple of major purchases, spending a few dollars on a coupon on eBay can save you $50, $60, $100 on the backside.
Yeah, easily. A lot of times they do come in little bundles of like 3 coupons. So make sure that you pay attention to the expiration dates as well, because sometimes the expiration dates will be within like a week. So you're like, it's really good to get them right before you go to the store and use them.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Matt. Well, we got more to get to, including the potential for more stimulus money coming our way. Let's get to that. And then also some really important information about where people should be going in order to find jobs. It might not be just the traditional websites you're thinking about. So we'll talk about that right after the break.
All right, Joel, we are back from the break. And, you know, before we talk about where to find a new job, right, let's talk about stimulus bills. There have been a lot of different stimulus measures that have taken place, man, over the past couple months, right? Like Congress, the government has done stuff. The Fed, they've taken measures to ensure that our economy stays afloat. Obviously, what we've experienced ourselves directly, stimulus checks, that was really nice. But there seems to kind of always be something in the headlines about a potential new stimulus bill. And so I think that might have a lot of folks wondering, am I going to receive more money? Am I going to get another check? And even just this week, the House has proposed another stimulus bill, right? Another $3 trillion bill. And so we wanted to let you know that obviously we're aware of these proposed bills and packages. But the fact is, it's not law yet, but we are going to be closely watching it.
Yeah, it's vaporware at this point in time. And there have been a few proposed stimulus bills at this point. So if you're just flipping through the headlines, and there are a lot of kind of gotcha headlines that are like, are you going to get $2,000 a month for the next year? And that was actually a stimulus bill that was proposed by a really small group of Democrats in the House, I believe, a few weeks ago or a month ago. And then now the recent one this week on Tuesday that the House Democrats also proposed, the $3 trillion one, Matt. And if you're just reading the headlines, it sure looks like there's more money coming your way in the mailbox. But if you dig a little deeper, these bills often take a lot of time to hash out. There's a really good chance that these bills don't make it to the Senate or don't have any sort of bipartisan support. So I just wanted to let people know that, you know, while there might potentially be more stimulus money coming at some point in the future, at least for right now, I don't see it on the near-term horizon, maybe in a month or two, if things continue to be dire and we continue to be locked down. Hopefully that's not the case, right? Hopefully we're starting to see coronavirus being dealt an even bigger blow and less people getting infected, fewer deaths, and then the need for a new stimulus package becomes even less necessary. So we'll keep you informed, though, if there's any real movement on one of these stimulus packages. Because, yeah, I know a lot of people are hurting still. And that money, it sounds good. It sounds tantalizing when you read the headline. But the reality of it is still far from secure, right?
Yeah. And also, we're going to pay attention to these bills when they specifically affect us as individuals as well. A lot of these stimulus bills and measures taken, they're addressing small businesses and specific industries as well. And while that's interesting, right, we dabble in the overall economy, but we're specifically interested in how that affects us as individuals, as investors and savers and spenders. And so we're going to make sure that we pay attention to the news from that standpoint. And that's what we're going to continue to bring you. We're going to distill down that information, and we're going to let you know how that's specifically going to affect you. So for now, don't be worried and overwhelmed by all these headlines. At this point, these are just proposals, and we'll keep you posted.
Yeah. All right, Matt. Something that really does affect people right now is there a lot of people out of work, and there are a lot of people hoping to go back and work for the employer that they were just most recently with. You know, fortunately for so many people, they're getting the unemployment money, although in some states it's not coming quickly enough, sadly. But it's important to note, right, that it doesn't necessarily make sense to only look at the major job posting websites. You've got a much better shot at being rehired, at getting a new job, if you go to the right place. LinkedIn and Monster and Indeed, those all do a good job at connecting a large segment of our country with job opportunities that are out there. But we're talking about rehiring on a massive scale that we've never seen before. We're talking about a 15% unemployment rate. So it's a legitimate question as to whether or not these few major websites can handle the massive load of applicants that are going to be coming, the amount of people trying to get back in the workforce all at one point in time. It is just, this is something that we've never seen before. So I think, you know, we've got some strategies to help people actually find the jobs that fit their sector, right? Instead of just going to the big websites that they've heard of.
Yeah, LinkedIn, Monster, Indeed, like those larger job finding sites, like those are considered horizontal job platforms because they span lots of different industries. And the answer is, though, that they probably won't be able to handle that load, right? According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the typical turnover rate businesses had over the past few years was around 3-4%. There isn't likely going to be much success with those current job sites when that rate spikes to 30% or 40%, right? When this is 10 times what we're used to seeing.
Yeah, so basically, I wouldn't say forsake those job websites altogether, but you need to look at other job sites, vertical job sites in particular. It's important to note that there are sector-specific hiring sites that you really need to check if you've been laid off. So you'll likely be connected to more job opportunities that are specifically in your field. And hiring is going to happen at a faster pace on those websites too, right? Because the employer who's doing the hiring is automatically going to know basically that you're in that field. So it's sort of like, Matt, when we used to go to Craigslist for everything, right? And people used to even go there looking for relationships, go there looking for love.
The personals.
and that's just not how it works anymore, right? There's Bumble and Tinder. And now there's OfferUp and Facebook Marketplace for looking for used goods around you. There's Zillow and Redfin when you're looking for housing. I used to always go to Craigslist when I was looking for a rental house. That's just not the case anymore. You find these specialized sites. And it's the same thing kind of with job hunting. Everything has become more specialized, including where you go to find a potential new job.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of these different examples. Let's kind of dive into some of these sites who are focusing on specific industries or at least different types of people, right? Different types of workers. One that's awesome is Shift. That's a great site for military vets to check out. For folks in the hospitality industry, check out Quick, and that's Q-W-I-C-K, as well as Paired. Those are both sites that you should look into. Hired.com is a great site specifically for software engineers to find work. And then the Mom Project is an amazing site for working moms to find employers who are thoughtful about work-life integration. And really, all hiring sites should probably focus on that a little bit more, in right. particular with us working from home and with more dads being the stay-at-home figure as well.
Yeah, completely.
And one more, Heroes Jobs is a really cool app for retail jobs. You know, I think with the amount of rapid hiring that is probably going to be taking place over the coming months, job applications are probably going to look a lot more like this.
Yeah, like they do on Heroes. Like Heroes Jobs is basically you create like a super quick video and there's just a couple questions. And so the hiring just happens so much faster.
Yeah.
And because you're applying for one specific kind of job within a certain sector, it's really streamlined. So I think, yeah.
And they focus on what is important. Like what's important with a retail job? Kind of how you're able to talk to somebody, right? Like the face-to-face. And so it makes total sense that they want to see a video of you talking to the camera, talking to somebody, because that's what matters in retail jobs.
Engineer, not so much, right?
Yeah. Software engineer, just go to hired.com and fill out the form.
No video necessary. You don't have to talk in order to secure that job, probably. But yeah, I think it's important to note that those vertical platforms, those vertical hiring platforms are going to be way more important than they even typically are. And if you're searching for a job, going to those sites in particular, sites that are within your industry, that are specialized hiring people with your skills and your experience, you're going to have a much better time, I think, finding employment. Let's talk about also, Matt, where the jobs are, right? On average, healthcare and tech jobs are doing a little bit better than other industries. All industries, though, are posting fewer jobs than they were last year, of course, right? Beauty and wellness, hair salons and spas, childcare, dental, and veterinarian positions have all seen pretty sharp declines. That's obviously because those positions require a lot of face-to-face contact. What we don't know, of course, is how quickly those industries will be able to resume business in a way that resembles how things looked pre-COVID. It'll be interesting to see. But hopefully the stuff we just laid out, and we'll put links to all those sites in the show notes, hopefully that can help you as you're looking to find new work in a crowded field of candidates. If you can stand out from the crowd by applying for jobs on a particular site that specializes in your field, I think you're going to find more opportunities, and I think you're going to get quicker responses.
Nice. All right, man. Well, that's going to be it for this episode. We'll be sure to link to those different websites in our show notes for this episode. And to all our listeners out there as well, don't forget to send in those botched haircut pictures, because we want to see your amazing scissor skills.
Or your lack thereof if you've gotten really shaggy.
Yeah, exactly.
Just send those pics to us via email at howtomoneypod@gmail.com. All right, Matt, that's going to do it for this episode. Until next time.
Best friends out.
Best friends out.